Lili Nishmas Rabbi Mori Zichron Livracha. We're up to Simon Tkuf Yur Tes Seif Gimel. Im Dileg O Ta'a Bibracha Achas Me'am Tzayos. You skipped one of the middle brachos, or you made some sort of mistake. That means you said the words wrong in a way that you're not Yotzei that bracha. Eino Tzarich Lachzer Ela Lerosh HaBracha Sheto Shedileg. You go back to the beginning of that bracha. You don't go back to the beginning of Atachonein, the first of the middle brachos. You go back to the bracha you made a mistake. U'misham ve'eloch yachzer al ha-seder. And then you re-say all of those brachos in between. The Mishnah Berurah explains you have to daven the middle brachos in order. So let's say you skipped a bracha, and three brachos later, you remember you forgot that bracha. So go back to the bracha that you skipped, and then you re-say, from there on, all the other brachos you said already, and you keep on davening. It's true, you said a few brachos over, but you have to in order to be Yotzei Shemona Esrei. So that's Seif Gimel. Now, Seif Dalet discusses Anenu. Shliach Tzibur, Sheshachaf Lamar Anenu, Lo Yachzar Afili Medayin Gogam Arak Rifa'enu. Now we know that at the mincha of a fast day, of a tainus, so we say Anenu in Shema Kolenu, at the end of Shema Kolenu. But the Shliach Tzibur says Anenu before the bracha of Rifa'enu. So what if he forgot? So now he finished the bracha of Rifa'enu. So the Shulchan Aruch says, don't go back and say Anenu now, because you have to daven in order. So if you say Anenu now, you're going to have to say Rifa'enu again, the Shliach Tzibur. And that's a bracha levatola. So rather, you can say Anenu, Ela Yomar Anenu b'shamei tefila ki yachid. So in that case, the Shliach Tzibur can just say Anenu in Shema Kolenu like the rest of the Tzibur does with the daven b'yachidus. He won't say the bracha Baruch Ato Hashem of Anenu. He'll say the bracha Ato Hashem of Shema Kolenu, just like he's davening b'yachid. And this way, he doesn't have to say any extra. He doesn't have to say any extra brachos. Well, now that's only if he finished the bracha of Rifa'enu. But let's say he just said Baruch Ata. He did not say Baruch Ata Hashem. So then, if he just said Baruch Ata at the end of Rifa'enu, he should go back to say Anenu, and then say Rifa'enu again, and he's not saying a bracha Livato. Now, if a person davening b'yichidus forgets Anenu, then, and he already finished the bracha of Shema Kolenu, he said Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tzviga, then he doesn't go back at all, and he just continues. He just continues to daven because he doesn't have to say a bracha over again. Now, if a person's davening b'yichidus, meaning a person's davening, if a yachid's davening, even if he's in shul, he's davening to himself on a tiny tzibur, and he forgot Shema Kolenu, he forgot Anenu in Shema Kolenu, so he should add it in after he says Yehu L'Ratzon before Elo Kainetzor. That's what the poskim say. Now, he would not say the bracha, he would just say the Anenu part, like he was saying it in the middle of Shema Kolenu. That's the bidyevet spot for a yachid to say Anenu. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses a fascinating case regarding Anenu. You see, the halacha is, you only say Anenu, the Shliach Tzibur only says Anenu if there are 10 people who are fasting at that minyan. So let's say you're davening a minyan on Mincha on a fast day, and for whatever the reason, only 7 people in the minyan are fasting. So the Chazan's not going to say Anenu. But then, in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, more people come in, and now there are 10 people fasting in the shul. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that in that case, the Shliach Tzibur would add Anenu in Shema Kolenu, because now there isn't a minyan of people in shul. Well, now what about the opposite case? What if when he starts Chazaras Hashatz, there are 10 people who are fasting, and then some of them leave before the Chazan said Anenu? Then he shouldn't say Anenu as a separate bracha. Rather, he should say it in part of
In part, in Shema Koleinu, just like a Yachid would say it. If he began saying Aneinu, he can finish the bracha. So Rav Nevensol points out that this could happen sometimes in real life. Let's say you have a small minyan, and you know there's Birkas Kohanim in Israel, and there's Birkas Kohanim at Mincha on a fast day. So now the Kohanim might leave the shul during Chazaras Hashatz to go wash their hands. And maybe the lady goes with them to wash their hands. And it's possible that you can end up having less than 10 people fasting in the shul when the Chazan gets up to Aneinu, and that's a problem according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's what Nevensol says. So he says, be careful about that, and maybe have the Kohanim leave to quickly wash their hands after the Chazan says Aneinu before Rifeinu. It's a fascinating practical example of this interesting case in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Simon Kufkov talks about Ritzei. Omrim Ritzei b'chol ha-tfilos. You say Ritzei in all of the tfilos, Udulo ka'oslan shenogim sholom mincha, and not like those who don't say Ritzei at mincha. They just start from V'ishei Yisrael. Now, the basic message of this bracha of Ritzei is that we ask Hashem to accept our tefilos. Now, we also mention the karbanos, the avoda, because our tefilos are a substitute for the avoda, for the karbanos, in the Beis Hamikdash. So once we're asking Hashem to accept our tefilos, we also ask Hashem to return to us the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Well, then you have the phrase v'ishei Yisroel, which means the karbanos, the fire offerings, utfilasam be'avas kapel beratzam, and we say Hashem and Am Yisrael's prayer, you should accept with love and favor. Now, there's a question how the phrase v'ishei Yisroel is supposed to be read in Ritzei. So the Gra holds that v'ishei Yisroel should be read together with the first half of Ritzei, meaning the comma should be after v'ishei Yisroel. Now what this would mean is that Hashem, we say Hashem, be favorable and accept the our tefilos, and then return the avoda to the Beis Hamikdash and the karbanos. We mentioned the karbanos as the specific example of the avoda, comma. And then we again say Hashem should accept the tefilos of Bnei Yisrael. That's how the Gra learns. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Gra holds that's the most precise, that's the correct Perush. And since the Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the Gra, many follow that view of putting the comma after the v'ishei Yisroel. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes other pshatim of this phrase. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another pshat based on the Medrash that Michoel, up in Shemayim, in a sense offers the neshamos of the tzaddikim on Mizbeach up in Shemayim. Aaron HaKohen is the Kohen Gadol down here, and Michoel is the Kohen Gadol up in Shemayim. Somehow it's a reach nechoach Hashem as a schus for the Jewish people. So v'ishei Yisroel sort of means, according to this, v'anshei Yisroel, and the people, meaning the souls of the righteous, the souls of the righteous people, and the souls of the righteous should be accepted as if they were karbanos up in Shemayim. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes some of the Achronim thinks that's the correct pshat. And according to that, the comma would be before v'ishei Yisroel. And the first pshat Mishnah Berurah quotes is that it's a tefillah for the future. That was, even though we don't have a karbanos nowadays, we ask Hashem that in the future, when karbanos are offered, Hashem should accept them to kabel barasa. And you see, the problem is, why are we mentioning v'ishei Yisroel should be accepted to kabel baratzon if we don't have kabanos nowadays? We don't have kabanos nowadays. So that's a problem. So that's why everyone gives an explanation. The Gra's explanation is that v'ishei Yisroel connects with the phrase above. Hashem returned the avoda to the Beis HaMikdash, specifically, the fire offerings, the actual karbanos themselves, or focusing on the karbanos themselves, and that's the pshat that the Mishnah Berurah says is considered the most correct pshat. But you would follow your custom. Taka, most sitters have the comma before v'ishei Yisroel, according to the Gra, the comma should be after the Ishe Yisrael. And again, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like that is the more precise reading of the Bracha of Ritzei. Okay, we'll stop.